You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. A little more opportunity for some weekend entertainment. You don't need to know Italian or even be of Italian heritage to enjoy the Sacramento Italian Film Festival. But wow, terrific for you if you have that connection. This is a movie series that allows you to see a span of films, classics to modern, sometimes with English subtitles, sometimes entirely in English. And usually there's a bit of interesting discussion, something to eat and drink that goes along with it. It's the 35th season of the film festival, and it kicks off with a showing of the classic Cinema Paradiso tomorrow night at the Italian Cultural Center in Carmichael. Film director Bob Mazzullo is back with us again. He has a preview. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Beth.
Congratulations.
Nice to be back.
35 years. Wow.
Well, I haven't been doing it for 35 years, but the Italian Cultural Society has. Started out as a very small project. The Italian Cultural Center is a relatively new facility, but before they had that facility, they operated out of a classroom in the Sierra 2 Center. And I remember it was just a handful of people that would come out for that. Now it's a fairly big thing.
Now that you've had some extended experience watching films, I'm interested in how you define the difference between an Italian-made film and an American-made film. And, of course, the audiences are different, but what's the feeling you've come to understand?
I think the Italian films are a little bit more earthy. They are more about real life, I think, than most American films are. But, you know, that's a generalization. There's American films that are very down to earth, and there are Italian films that are pure fluff. The one we're starting with tomorrow night, Cinema Paradiso, or as most Americans say, Cinema Paradiso. Cinema is the Italian pronunciation. Is a delightful comedy about a film producer, a film director, who returns to his little town in Sicily, and he has lengthy conversations with the projectionist of the theater. The projectionist was played by Philip Noriette, the great French actor. He was the one that inspired this director to get into filmmaking, and they reminisce about movies. And if you love movies, this is a great film. If you love comedy, it's a great film. If you love just things about Italian situations, it's a great film. It did win both the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film and the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film.
It's in Italian with English subtitles.
Correct.
I love a great trailer, so here's a clip.
Ci posso fare
io? Aspettate, Gione, poi ci hanno mandato via.
Una folla non pensa, non sa quello che fa. Questo lo diceva il grande Spinger Tracy in furia. Allora, che dici? Ce lo facciamo vedere il film a queste povere pazze?
Magari, ma come? Si può fare?
So I'm just appreciating how the words get lengthened toward the end of the sentences, Bob. But you have this glisten.
It's almost like a song, isn't it?
It is very musical, but you have a glisten in your eye like you understand it. You're delighted by that clip because you know the movie.
Well, I wish I understood it better. I'm not a linguist. I have studied Italian for many years, but I'm far from mastering it.
So that is tomorrow night at the Italian Cultural Center, 8 o'clock.
8 p.m., yes, as all of our films are. And I should emphasize that the Italian Film Festival, unlike most other film festivals, is not 1 or 2 days with a whole bunch of films all at once. We spend, I think, 9 months of the year showing films periodically, always on a Friday night, usually the third Friday of the month, from September through May. Then we take a little break in the warmer months.
Over the holidays. So I'm going to go quickly to the next one, just saying that on Friday, October 26th, so before Halloween, is the English version of the title is The Children Are Watching Us. Would you just say the Italian version?
Yes. It's, yes. It is called I Bambini Ci Guardano.
Okay, I'm going to move right on because I want to get through all the films because I have a clip for the film that is shown in January, the Il Comandante. Let's listen and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anda, c'è tuo padre.
Cosa ci fai qua?
Salve.
E lui, Alex, stiamo facendo fisica.
Abbiamo venduto tutto.
Tutte le opere tranne la mia. Non vuole tenerla lei? Gliela lascio per la metà.
Ritiene efficaci questi metodi educativi?
Si faccia i fatti suoi.
Non mi lamentate però.
So you don't even need to know Italian to know that's a comedy. That one's going to be great fun. In fact, it's hilarious,
it
isn't
it? Yes, and it's about a nice turn of events, a single father raising two teenage children. And he communicates with his deceased wife periodically for advice and occasional arguments about raising these two somewhat troublesome children.
See? Hilarious, right? I'm talking with Bob Mazzullo. He's film director for the Italian Film Festival, which kicks off tomorrow night and continues over a number of months. There are movies in February and April. The season finale is Friday, May 17th, with the whole shebang. So let's hear a bit of this one.
So you come here to blow yourself up, huh?
Yes.
I like to make my shells with a lot of noise. Repent in the sky.
Everything has something to do with La Familia.
I love the Pazzinis. I just don't know if I can be one anymore.
Tonight, I thought we'd have a family dinner.
Make Everything right has something to do with La Familia, Bob.
Correct. Yes. And it also has that particular film. That's the only one that we're showing that's
In English.
Yes. And it has a lot to do with fireworks. I programmed it last because that's the closest to the 4th of July that we can get, and deals with an Italian family that produces fireworks here in the United States.
So you know that in this hour we've been talking about immigrants and refugees, people moving their lives to the United States. And I can't help but think about the powerful experience it has been for anyone of Italian heritage to have known the family history, known the stories, known the recipes, known the language, make the meals. But I don't get the sense that it was that powerful in your family of origin. You picked up on it later in life.
I did, yes. I probably spent the first 40 years of my life not knowing very much about anything Italian except maybe Italian food,
right,
which I always liked. But I did get involved around my 40th birthday. I read a book called Blood of My Blood by Richard Gambino, and the subtitle of it was The Dilemma of the Italian Americans. And as I was reading it, I saw all sorts of things that echoed from my family experiences. And one thing led to another. I got involved. And at one point, when I was a reporter at the Sacramento Bee, I wrote an article, had nothing to do with Italians, but my byline was Bob Mazzullo. And this gentleman who I did not know, Bill Cerruti, said, I'm starting this organization, the Italian Cultural Society, and I think you might be interested.
And
I have been involved ever since. Yeah.
All these years later. Well,
you know, Beth, I would like to say one other thing. We haven't told people where the Italian Center is. It's at 6821 Fair Oaks Boulevard. That's in Carmichael, and it's on the edge of Carmichael Park. It's in an office complex.
It's lovely. My husband and I have
beautiful
come
center,
to join
yes.
you. And
yeah, I hope you do it
watched
again.
Watched a movie there, and it all starts Friday night. So
tomorrow night, yes. And admission is by donation. We suggest $15, but we'll take whatever you want to pay. And all of the other films, same thing.
We'll post,
open to everybody.
We'll post a link so that everybody can see the films, the dates. It's hard to remember how to program it.
Right. Yeah, I was going to suggest that people could go to the website for the Italian Cultural Society, which would give them not only information about the film program, but about every other activity that the society has. And the, that is a simple web address. It is ItalianCenter.net. Italian Center is one word.
We'll post it on our website. Bob, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Beth, thank you very much and a pleasure to be here again.
Great to see you. That is Bob Mazzullo. The information will be at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.